Well, welcome to the message for the online Chrismon service. What a joy it is, as I'll be bringing a very similar message live and in person in church. So if you can make it, great. If you can't, we're grateful that you tuned into the online service. This is the first Sunday of Advent. And that always brings to mind, what is Advent? Well, Advent is a season of reflection and anticipation where Christians remember Christ's birth and also looking forward to his return. Now, we are starting the four Sundays of Advent, but we're also in a constant state of Advent as we are looking for Jesus to return. So Advent invites us to slow down and prepare our hearts and rejoice in the hope and the joy and the peace and the love found only in Jesus Christ during this Christmas season. But what does the Bible say? Do we do all these things biblically? Yeah, I think we do, because Advent comes from the Latin adventurus, meaning coming. It's a season when Christians reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ and anticipate his return. The Old Testament foretells about the coming of Messiah through prophecies like in Isaiah 7:14 and Micah 5:2. So it builds a foundation of hope, and that's what we're all about, hope that we have in the blessed hope who is Jesus. Then the New Testament reveals the fulfillment of those promises when Christ was born, and he points the believers to await for his second coming with joy and expectation. So through the formal tradition of Advent, which was later developed in the Christian church, is rooted in Scripture, and it offers a very meaningful way to focus on Jesus amid the Christmas season, whether it's through lighting of candles, singing of the hymns, the Scripture. Advent invites us to slow down and prepare our hearts and our minds for the wonder of Christ. Now, the Old Testament laid the foundation for Advent through the prophecies and the promise of the coming of Messiah. The first promise of a Savior would also defeat evil. That's found in Genesis 3:15. So it goes all the way back. As I always say, Christ is in the Old Testament concealed and revealed in the New Testament. So the prophecy of coming of Messiah goes way back into Genesis. And then the New Testament also records in the fulfillment of the promises of regarding the birth of Christ. Now, we are blessed to be alive and well and looking back in the history because we already know Christ was born. And through the Scriptures and the promise, he is also coming back. We're reminded about that all through the celebrations that God is coming to dwell with us again. He was already here one time and he comes again. And that's what Advent's all about. That's what the Chrismon service is all about. It's to prepare our hearts and minds for the receiving. And it gives us an opportunity to reflect. Even the Apostle Paul tied Jesus to the Old Testament prophecy in Romans 15 and prayed that believers would be overflowed with hope and joy. So the word Advent comes from the Latin word, and we're knowing about that because Advent is a beautiful opportunity to slow down and to understand the coming of Christ. But is Advent biblical? I always get that question sometimes while we're in this season. And the season itself developed later in the church history. And it is grounded in the biblical story of Jesus and the rich of Scripture, pointing us to his soon return. So as we observe Advent, it's not a requirement for Christians to do it. Some churches don't follow it, but we in the United Methodist Church follow some of the traditional things, and we have an Advent service. And that's really a cool way of understanding the meaning and the biblical focus on our attention. But I think more importantly, the Chrismon service was coming about in the 60s, a church up in Virginia. And now as we do this Advent thing and you look at all the symbols as we put on the tree, you better come to an understanding of what some of these symbols mean. I know for a long time, I always thought the IHS was in his service, only coming to know that it's the first three letters of Jesus' name. And it's Latin, naturally. But so some of these things, and you look and you see, because long, long time ago, they didn't have scriptures, and they would minister to one another through symbols. And that's what we have with these symbols now. So Advent can be a deeply meaningful time for us, for families and individuals and churches. We come together and we learn more about Christ and more about God's hope for us. So reading the Bible together, singing carols, reflecting in prayer, all of these practices help us to prepare our hearts and our minds, not only our churches, but our home for Christmas. It's sort of like a countdown, you know? Advent is an invitation to pause and reflect and rejoice in the incredible truth that God came near. Whether we celebrate Advent or not, it really doesn't matter. But when we approach the Christmas season with intention, keeping our eyes on the wonder of Jesus, our King and our Savior. So if we understand what the Advent season is all about, it's simply about reflection and anticipation, where we remember Jesus' first coming at his birth and we look forward to his return. And yes, Advent is certainly rooted in Scripture, even though the tradition itself later developed in church history. And Advent can be a meaningful practice for Christians to intensely focus on Christ during the Christmas season. So let us take time to reflect, and that we can slow down during this, what we call a busy season, and it shouldn't be that busy. It should be slow and precise and reflecting on the hope and the joy and the peace, and more importantly, the love that we find in Christ. So observing Advent really does help us keep Jesus at the center. As we always say, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. So whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament that stands out as we reflect on the first coming and considering the hope and the joy and peace that Jesus brought. So how can we as family of church families and individual families take a time to reflect on Advent and get the meaningful into the culture? Because we always have a tendency at the Christmas season to focus on the busyness and the consumerism. And it's really a neat time to come together and just look and to reflect on what God did for us, something that we could not do for ourselves. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world for the forgiveness of sin and reconciling the world to himself. And also then, he said, I'm coming back, guys. I came, I got the done, I paid for all of your sins, enjoy life, but I'm going to be with Daddy now, but I'm coming back soon. And I'm going to come and I'll need you to help me set up my kingdom here on earth. So we stay in a constant state of Advent. I hope and pray that you do enjoy our Chrismon service. It's a very meaningful service, and it opens the door for the Advent season.